the Township of McKellar Special Meeting of Council, January 30th, 2024, order, start the roll call.
Counselor Morley Hoskin.
Counselor Nick Ryland.
Counselor Debbie Zulak.
Counselor Mike Kekanen.
Clerk Administrator Ina Watkinson.
Deputy Clerk Carly Brayton.
Mayor David Moore. Are there any declarations of pecuniary and or personal interest in the general nature thereof?
Yes, I have a declaration on 5.4I.
In closed session?
In closed, sorry.
Okay. Duly noted.
Oh, sorry.
Just a question. So is there a form that's filled out and submitted?
Yes.
Yes. For the declaration?
Declaration.
Yeah, I just did it.
And I think too at the next open meeting then you have to declare that you were, because it was a closed session,
yeah.
You declare a conflict in closed too. So just as I think that's on the next meeting too, but it may
work. You want to go back and open?
Yeah, if we go back and open, I think that's probably good enough. I think there's something in the rules there, but we have resolution 24-058 with Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Kekanen. Be it resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby approve the agenda for the special closed meeting of Council as amended to add items 5.3 subsection 2 and subsection 3 under section 239(2)(b) pursuant to the Ontario Municipal Act with regards to municipal employees. Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried.
Yeah.
Resolution 24-059, moved by Councillor Hoskin, second by Councillor Ryland. Be it resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar, pursuant to the Municipal Act SO 2001 as amended, move into closed session at 1:02 p.m. to discuss the following items. 5.1, minutes of closed sessions, January 19th, 23rd, and 25th, 2024. 5.2, litigation or potential litigation pursuant to section 239(2)(e), litigation regarding tax sales and consent application appeal, Ontario Land Tribunal. 5.3, personal matters about an identifiable individual, including municipal or local board employees, pursuant to Ontario Municipal Act section 239(2)(b), contractor for the municipality, position vacancy within the municipality, and hours of work for a municipal employee. And 5.4, acquisition or disposition of land pursuant to Ontario Municipal Act Section 239(2)(c), road allowance closure and lease agreement. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried.